This is
Come On Pretty Baby, Kiss Me Deadly,
a Stranger Things fanfic written by Hear Jess Roar and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Chrissy Cunningham, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for Chrissy Cunningham Lives, Getting Together, First Kiss. Chrissy has faced God and walked backwards into hell. So telling Eddie how she feels should be easy, right? Well, it would be if he weren't dense as a brick. Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, post-season 4. The Saturday morning after spring break, Chrissy Cunningham shows up at his door with a bag of donut holes clenched in her pretty little fist. Eddie looks down at the sweatpants he'd hastily pulled on when he'd heard someone knocking, and wishes deeply that the Demobats had killed him. Or that he'd at least grabbed a shirt. Chrissy squeaks in surprise, the grease-spotted paper bag swinging in the air as she startles at the sight of him. "Eddie," she says, her voice high but unoffended. "Hi." Eddie crosses his arms over his chest self-consciously and is incredibly aware that he's literally just rolled out of bed. He didn't even run his fingers through his hair to try to tame it, assuming that whoever was dragging his ass out of bed at what the fuck o'clock on a Saturday morning in April was probably someone he didn't care to see anyway. Clearly, he had been wrong. "Chrissy," he says evenly, and hopes she can't hear the waver in his voice. "It's a little early." "I'm sorry," she blurts, fumbling for her wristwatch under her sleeve, juggling the bag as she does so. "I forgot normal people aren't up at 5 a.m. for cheer practice. I didn't know it was still early." She reads the time and groans. "Oh, jeez. I'm sorry, Eddie. I didn't think..." And he can't help how he smiles at her. And it should gross him out how fond he feels, but Chrissy Cunningham is completely precious when she's like this. Ugh, disgusting. He hates himself. "I meant," he says, cutting off her embarrassed ramble gently, "that I don't have the coffee on yet, but you're welcome to have some if you want to come in and wait for it." Chrissy bites her lip and nods, looking shy but pleased. He steps aside to let her in, and stifles a yawn behind his hand. He crawled into bed sometime around 3, and approximately 5 hours of sleep was clearly not enough. But Eddie doesn't mind, not when it's her. "My uncle's asleep," he says, shutting the door behind her. "We gotta be quiet, and I know that's hard for you cheerleaders." Chrissy sticks her tongue out at him playfully, and Eddie almost trips over the rest of a sentence. "But I believe you can do it," he finishes lamely. She holds out the bag to him, and when he takes it questioningly, he realizes with a spark through his bones that she's not looking at his face. Eddie can feel the blush creep over his cheeks as he clears his throat, but Chrissy doesn't seem abashed as she glances back up at him. "You have more tattoos," she says quietly, her eyes roaming. "Oh, yeah, he says, feeling incredibly intelligent under her gaze. "You wouldn't believe where I had to go to get anyone to put a 20-sided die on me." "This one, right?" she points, the simple outline with a 20 front and center inked over his hip. Eddie swallows. "Yeah, that's the one." He shuffles nervously and sets the bag down on the kitchen counter. Eddie reaches out to turn on the coffee pot and is glad that his uncle always refills the grounds when he gets home at 6 a.m., so Eddie never has to worry about measuring them. He is very aware of Chrissy's eyes on his bare back. And Eddie would rather eat glass than make Chrissy uncomfortable. So he excuses himself as she settles in at the breakfast bar, leaning on her elbows with her hands propped under her chin. He's suddenly very glad he'd cleaned it off on a whim a few days ago.
The only thing cluttering it up now is a couple of tape cases and shiny magazines. Running his hands through his hair as he stalks to his room, Eddie curses under his breath and digs for a clean shirt out of the laundry basket. The anthrax tea he pulls out is wrinkled, but it smells like detergent instead of sweat, and that's really all he's asking for right now. He tugs it over his head, kicks off the sweats he never wanted anyone to see, and pulls on a semi-fresh pair of jeans. He knows this pair has a hole just below his ass, but quite frankly, every pair of his jeans has holes somewhere. He kind of wonders if Chrissy will notice. Eddie wants her to notice. He shoves that thought way, way down into a black hole where it can never see the light of day again. Just because Chrissy walked through hell and dumped her boyfriend at the exit didn't mean she was looking for a new one. Much less looking for a new one in him. Eddie ducks into the bathroom to quickly brush his teeth. Because he might have been raised in a trailer, but he certainly wasn't raised in a barn. The coffee is done by the time he emerges, and Chrissy is still standing at the breakfast bar, flipping through some fishing magazine Wayne had left out. He'd half expected her to have disappeared, a waking dream brought on by his lack of sleep. She gives him a pretty smile as he reaches for a pair of mugs from the cupboard. None of these are good enough. She gestures at the shelves behind her, full of porcelain cups that no one touches. Eddie barks a laugh. I'll have you know, those are collector's items, he says, pouring her cup first and pausing. Do you want anything in this? Chrissy shakes her head, and Eddie tops up the coffee, sliding it to her with a raised eyebrow. You drink it black. She blows across the top of the steaming mug and nods. Like my soul, Chrissy says, eyes twinkling. Eddie chokes on a snort. He turns to get the half and half from the fridge and gives her a deadpan look as he pours it into his own mug. He tops it with a healthy dollop of sugar from the canister and stirs. Like your soul, Chrissy says approvingly. I is still amused. Eddie wrinkles his nose at her. Funny, he mutters, taking a sip. I'm the devil, don't you know? Chrissy tilts her head at him. I've seen the devil, Eddie Munson, she says. He doesn't look like you. And Eddie doesn't know what to say to that. He can feel how hot his face has gotten, and he ducks from her gaze, feeling shy. He licks his lip and grasps for a new topic because the steady look in Chrissy's eyes is one that has made his heart stutter, and he's very sure that he shouldn't be feeling that way about it. What brings Chrissy Cunningham to my humble abode at the ass crack of dawn anyway? He asks, and prays she doesn't hear the forced casualty in his tone. Trying so hard for normal. It can't be for my company. Chrissy rolls her eyes at him and nudges the bag with her fingertips. It crinkles under her touch. Breakfast, she says, taking a sip from her own mug. I wanted to thank you for, you know, saving my life. Eddie gives her a baffled look, but opens the bag. It's from the coffee shop on Main Street, where all the cranky old bastards past their expiration date like to gather in the mornings to drink their ashtray-tasting coffee and bitch about the youths. Eddie hasn't been there in person since he started growing out his hair, and some ancient sun-creased asshole told him he looked like a girl. Eddie had grinned, wide and feral, and asked, "Am I a pretty girl, or am I too old for your tastes?" Wayne was the one who picked up donuts from then on. He plucks out one of the pastries and holds it by the very tips of his fingers. Were we supposed to be keeping score? Because I know for a fact you soccer kicked several of those bad things off me. And he doesn't understand how in just a week and some change that this has become his life. Chrissy Cunningham, in his trailer, in her pretty blue summer skirt and white blouse, standing with her hip popped on the other side of the breakfast bar from him, drinking his coffee and bringing him donut holes. Chrissy shakes her head, looking frustrated. No, I just... She cuts herself off and huffs. You were nice to me. I wanted to pay you back. Something dark settles in Eddie's stomach, and he nearly drops the donut hole. Chrissy, he says tentatively, did Jason make you pay him back for being nice? She blinks at him, confused. He watches it click, and she squeaks again. No, she says, verging on shrill. He's an asshole, but no, no, she says firmly, and Eddie believes her. Something coiled tightly in his chest unwinds just slightly, and he smiles at her again.
Good,
he mutters, and holds the confection out to her.
Guess you first.
Chrissy wrinkles her nose, and Eddie realizes she probably doesn't want one that he touched. What is he, an idiot? Oh, no, Eddie, I brought them for you. You don't have to... Sorry, I put my grimy fingers all over that one. Of course you don't want it. No, Eddie, that's not... Her slender fingers wrap around his wrist and hold him there before he can pull the donut hole back. She huffs again and stares at his hand. Her brows furrow like she's making a decision, and Eddie feels like he isn't part of whatever conversation is playing out in front of him. And then Chrissy fucking Cunningham leans forward to take the donut hole out of his hand with her fucking teeth. Eddie thinks he might have died on the spot. His heart hammers in his chest as her mouth brushes against his thumb, soft against his calluses. He wonders how those lips would feel against his, against him, on his face and on his throat. Chrissy is red up to her ears, chewing demurely with a tiny bit of sugar stuck to the corner of her mouth. He knows he's staring at her with wide eyes, and he shifts his stance, hoping she doesn't figure out why. Chrissy swallows and hides an embarrassed laugh with her coffee. That was weird. Sorry. You're such a freak, Chrissy Cunningham, Eddie says, utterly delighted, despite how embarrassed he is by his own reaction. And he can't help that he reaches out toward her to brush at that smudge of sugar with his thumb. You've got a little... His voice dies in his throat as she looks up at him from under her eyelashes, pretty blue eyeshadow and mascara making his mouth go dry. She reaches up to hold his hand there at her face, curls her palm under his fingers so he's cupping her jaw, and Eddie swallows as she tips her face so slightly to press a kiss into his hand. He didn't even get to have a donut hole before Chrissy decided to give him a heart attack. Rest in fucking pieces, man. Sources say they have D&D in hell, at least, because Eddie knows that's where he's going. I really need to know if you like me as much as I like you, she says. Because if I'm making a fool out of myself, I'd like to stop. And he can't have that. He can't deal with the sadness in her eyes, and he cannot believe that Chrissy fucking Cunningham is standing here thinking that Eddie Munson is rejecting her. 8th grade, he blurts. Chrissy tilts her head, brows furrowed. He wets his lip and watches her watch him do it.
You were in sixth. Little tiny you. And you had the yarn bows in your hair? Pink ones. And you told Brenda Flanders off for flicking pudding at me at lunch. In front of everyone. And Chrissy beams, his hand still cradling her face. I did? She asks, laughter bubbling in her throat. I don't like bullies, she says. And Eddie nods, feeling his own grin melt across his face. Yeah, me neither, he says, and dares to stroke his thumb over her cheek. His heart tries to crack out of the cage of his ribs as she leans into his touch. But I like you. Chrissy smiles like the sun, giving his hand a light squeeze before stepping out of his reach. And boy, wasn't that just such a good metaphor for his life? But she doesn't disappear. No, she picks her way around the breakfast bar, and Eddie lets her back him into the corner of the kitchen, reaching out to rest one of her hands on his forearm. Their coffee is probably so cold by now. Her delicate fingers graze over his tattoo, leaving goosebumps behind, and Chrissy looks up at him. You're too pretty, he murmurs, only half aware that he's said it, and completely mortified when he realizes that he has. Chrissy smirks. And he decides then and there that it's a look he'd love to see grace her features more often. The sight of it stirs something in his chest. And also somewhere lower that he's ignoring. Flattery works on me, she says. And good Christ, she's quoting his own bullshit back at him. He wants to kiss her so goddamn bad. So do it, Chrissy challenges. And, fuck, he said that out loud, too. He nearly chokes on his tongue as Chrissy hooks a finger into his belt loop and tugs, like she wants him closer. And it's intimidating, right up until he realizes that the shaking he feels isn't him, it's her. It's Chrissy. And for all her talk, she's nervous. Scared of him? And he can't have that. He can't. And he won't let her down. He won't let her be brave all by herself anymore. Eddie Munson is very done with running away. So he tips her head up, and he ducks down to meet her halfway to brave. Chrissy sighs against his mouth, leaning into him and pressing him into his kitchen counter. She tastes like confectioner's sugar, and he chases it with his tongue as she lets him in. He keeps his hands on her shoulders, because he doesn't quite know where she's okay with him putting them just yet, but Chrissy's fingers toy with the hem of his shirt, sending little sparks down his spine when she brushes his stomach. You took away my view, she says when they break apart, tugging at his shirt with a cute little pout. If Eddie hadn't been blushing before, he certainly is now. I thought it was making you uncomfortable, he grumbles, looking away, and Chrissy giggles, sounding delighted. Her hands are still on his hips, but he brings his down to rest his palms on the edge of the counter behind him. He needs the support. Eddie Munson, the devil-worshipping, drug-dealing, metalhead of Hawkins High, she says, her voice teasing as he glares half-heartedly at her. Puts on a shirt because he's afraid of making a girl uncomfortable. A girl who barged into his house uninvited at 8 o'clock on a Saturday, no less. You're too cute. I'm not cute, I'm evil. Eddie mutters petulantly. The evilest, Chrissy agrees solemnly, her nose wrinkling as she holds back her laughter. And Eddie ducks down again to muffle her giggling with a kiss. Because that's a thing he can do now, apparently.
Chrissy still laughs against his mouth. And it's the best thing he's ever known.
The end.
Atha's nuts.
And I'm back again. I just wanted them to be a better version of Jackie and Hyde. Is that too much to ask?
Apparently. Kiss Me Deadly is a couple years in the future for them, but fuck it. Leta Ford released it early so I could use it as a title, so there.
Comment if you have feelings about them you cannot articulate and they make you insane in the membrane.
Reader's notes.
Once again, I have done the Boba Fett thing. I have fallen in love with a character who has maybe 3 lines on screen.
Chrissy Cunningham, my love, my darling.
Did I buy the Hawkins Tigers bomber sweater jacket thing from Target on Black Friday?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Will I have a Chrissy Cunningham closet cosplay?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Is she never coming back because she's dead?
Shut up. 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 I love her.
Eddie loves her, too. Anyway, thank you to Here Just Roar for having blanket permission to Podfic. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.